mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. Now into hour number two. Coming up in 30 minutes, John Perkins. The highest levels of international banking cartel. Confessions of an economic hitman. Inside the New World Order, folks, coming up in 30 minutes. Right now, more of your calls at 1-800-259-9231. You know, I don't spend enough time on this. We talk about aspartame and sodium fluoride and depleted uranium and all these things that are hurting our population and other populations so badly. There's other simpler things, like the documented hundreds of major studies showing that it's vitamin C deficiency and potassium deficiency that causes your arteries to collapse and fall apart. A kind of localized scurvy in the arteries, which causes the collagen to break down. Just eat more vitamin C and don't have heart attacks and don't get cancer. But let's just ignore all that. That's the kind of stuff I should be talking about as a public service announcement. Here's another one. Mobile phone radiation harms DNA, new study finds. There's squadrons of studies by prestigious universities. And still, I stick a mobile phone up to my head. I'm an idiot. Why do we still drink tap water? I quit that. Why do we not drink enough vitamin C? I do. But why do I still put a cell phone up to my head and forget to put the navigator, you know, the little earpiece? Why don't I buy a wireless headpiece, which they say are really safe? Why are we so stupid? Why don't we wake up? I'm talking about myself here. Oh, man. Why do we give millions of children, what is it, over 10 million Ritalin and Prozac when we know it's deadly for them? All right, now I'm kind of going off into a rant right now, and I don't need to do that, but I'll get into more on that. There is just so much here I want to cover, folks, and it's all coming up. Right now, let's talk to Jason. Jason, where are you calling us from?
Arizona. You know, speaking of the cell phones, my work just got us brand new T-Mobile ones, and it states inside the manual that if you don't put that chip in there, the one that I've seen on your documentaries, that it won't work. And on top of that, that it stores the phone numbers, not on the phone itself, but in that card. So all your phone numbers can be uplinked to wherever.
Well, that's the point. It's like with the implantable chips or RFID. They go, it's just an identification number. Yeah, that number links to the database.
Yeah, and everybody I know for Christmas, I got them to make copies of The Road to Tyranny and your documentaries, all that I have. And now it's waking people up. Now I have people that actually want to do something. And I had another question. After your contest for the radio spot and your commercial for the ArnoldExposed.com, would you still be accepting those and running them even after the contest is over?
You know, it's interesting. I can get a couple thousand emails a day, but then on my Arnold contest, we've only gotten a few entries. That's why I extended it out.
Right.
And it's a 60-second or 30-second TV spot. A 60 or 30 second radio spot, and a $2,000 prize for the TV spot, and I'm going to give it to somebody. But I hope people, you know, make these and give us more entries. And yes, we're going to post them on the website.
Okay, because I'm almost done with mine. I'm going to send it out to you here, hopefully by the end of this week. That's why I was just asking.
Yes, and just make sure when you mail it to me that you're specific. And if you want to upload a copy to the web and email it to us so we get it even earlier, that'd be great.
Okay, yeah, I can just send it because I'm no problem. I'll just give you the hard copy and you guys can put it on there.
Excellent.
All right, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks a million. I appreciate you giving copies of the films to people. And folks need to read the contest rules at ArnoldExposed.com. There's frankly a bunch of other rules I need to add, like it can't be a bunch of copyrighted material. It has to be documented what you're saying about Schwarzenegger. A lot of things, but and I'm busy making an ad. Like I said, I'm just so overwhelmed. I'm working too much, but I enjoy it overall. All right, we'll come back, take more calls, get into more news. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Minutes, 30 seconds into the second hour, Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Let's go back to the calls. Kelly in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex. Good afternoon, Alex.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, how are you? Can you hear me?
Good, yes,
okay,
I can.
Great. Yeah, I have a quick anecdote and a short question. It may be a little bit too broad, and if you don't have time to cover it in detail, I understand. The anecdote refers to the stuff you were talking about earlier. I'm in my early 50s, and I went into a chain video store, and I paid cash or was going to pay cash for a video game for myself. Walked up to the counter, and the lady says, "Are you over 17? And I just arched my eyebrow and looked at her like, "You got to be kidding me." And since I didn't respond, she says, "I have to ask you that question." And I said, "I'm 15, you know, being sarcastic, of course. And she said, "Now I have to see your ID." And I said, "No, you don't have to see anything. You just lost a sale." I left. Hopefully, if enough people have that type of response, maybe from the ground up, we can get rid of some of these ridiculous methods of paying and buying and bartering. The broad question I have is, coming from kind of the academic left background, I took it as an article of faith in the 70s and 80s and 90s that it seemed that I've always been understood that the United States, you know, corporate and military might, we kind of, the United States benefited for many, many years as far as the world's resources and monopolizing. In other words, our U.S. standard of living has always been artificially higher than third world countries because of the fact that we've exploited, you know, the resources of other nations. And so I'm just wondering, is the globalist plan sort of, are they trying to level the playing field? And in their view, that's probably not a bad thing. I'm just saying that are Americans basically spoiled as far as the standard of living? And is that why, despite some of the draconian measures that are being enacted, we still have people trying to flood to the country because it's still so much better here than it is elsewhere? I got to run. I'll let you answer that or address that on the air. Thanks.
Well, thank you, sir. I mean, it's very interesting, complex, detailed question that you could literally, you talk about being in academia at a college, I mean, you could have a whole course on that. You could have a whole degree on globalism. In fact, I think they do have those, don't they? They have whole special schools set up for the pros and cons of it. I mean, how to try to answer that? First, let me comment on your first comment. Let me comment on your comment before I get to your question, your encyclopedic question, because it's really hard to answer and do fair justice to it. So I'll have to, in my opinion, try to condense it down. But for those that just joined us, what he was alluding to was something that we talked about in the last hour, and that was out of Knight Ridder News Service. In war on terrorism, U.S. drafts shops to be on guard. And the Patriot Act and these new executive orders isn't just for banks and loan officers and pawn shops and jewelers. Now it's going to be for all sales, all business, a $500,000 to $1 million fine, ten years in federal prison if you sell anything to anyone who is on a criminal or terrorist watch list. Now, you can read this right now at PrisonPlanet.com, a direct link to Knight Ridder News Service. The specific story posted at GannettTimes.com. And so this fella, I believe he said he was in his mid-40s, goes in to a video/video game store, because that's video games are such a big business now that most of the video stores are 50-50. Why do I get into such inane stuff? The point is that you just heard him. He goes in there to buy a video game. And, oh, there's a parental advisement on this video game. Probably has some machine gunning or tanks blowing up. I don't know what game it was. And so I need to, you know, are you 18? And again, I see gray-haired women having their IDs swiped for beer, and the guy behind the counter goes, look, Alex, it's connected into the police. Look, Alex, it's a database. I mean, the federal laws they're passing say this is going to happen, and the average person's still in denial. So, yes, his solution towards all of us boycotting now. You know, that's why I said you've got to boycott the driver's license that have this in them before it's too late. You've got to boycott the stores that are doing this. A few years ago, I go back and forth, and be honest with you, smoking cigarettes. It's just horrible. I mean, why I could ever be somebody in perfect shape and then start smoking cigarettes again and then stop smoking cigarettes. But I was buying some nicotine patches, and I look older than I am. Most people say I look like I'm about 40. And the lady behind the counter said, I want to see your ID. And it wasn't a prescription thing. It was just right there on the drug counter. I was just like, come on, lady. But again, this is about the mindlessness of it. And the corporations and the corporate mindset are in league with the globalists, who are the globalists. They are all there to make sure we put up with any level of idiocy they put out. And now it's going to integrate with the national ID card through your driver's license. And this is admitted. And so really, really good point that you brought up there, number one, sir. Now, your question was, well, it's true that Americans are 4% of the world population, 4%, but we had, that's a had in the past tense, half of the world's wealth. And so when you listen to the left on NPR or something, they go, oh, globalism's great, it's going to bring down our standard. We've been living too high on the hog, we deserve this. And at a certain level, in a certain area or sector or strata of that, it's true. Yes, part of our higher standard of living was because we were the center of the globalist empire, the center of the bipolar world, of the western half of that back during the Cold War, and even going back to gunboat diplomacy 150 years ago in Latin America. And to a certain extent, it's true. Our prosperity is because of imperial activities in the past. And because we were still a free market, and because we'd had more freedoms than other countries in the past, not saying we're perfect, you know, the academics will argue and go, well, we weren't really free. Well, freer than others, that created a big middle class and a lot of wealth separate from the elite. The elite now has dominated the world, and they're in the process of economically looting us now as they've done the rest of the planet. So I'll say it like this. 80% of our wealth was earned. America was built on the free market, predominantly. You have the robber barons and the railroads and the big mine cartels, and they did a lot of really bad stuff. But still, they only had about 20% of the wealth. Now, at the turn of the last century, that started accelerating and changing. And so if you look at all the economic numbers and get into real, just organic economics, not all the hyperbole that we're given the different schools of thought, it's pretty simple. We're now being economically raped like the rest of the world has been, and then the globalists put out through their NPRs and the rest of it, through their Noam Chomskys, this spin through their academics and their gurus that, oh, well, this is a consequence and we've lived too high on the hog and this is a good thing. When in truth, the free market is being dismantled and going to a fascist system. And a few years ago, I had the epiphany, the understanding, that Karl Marx and Lenin and Stalin and that whole train of individuals, you know, from Engels and Marx right through to Khrushchev, they always said that socialism leads to communism, and that's not true. Communism doesn't exist other than in certain species of insects, bees and ants and things along those lines. Socialism is a tool of the economic elite to con the serfs to go along with centralization of power. It is the tiny 1% ultra-elite, fraction of 1%, using propaganda to tell the howling mob the Founding Fathers talked about, oh, let's go get the rich people, and then the ultra-elite designate the middle class as the rich people, and the poor people don't differentiate, attack the free market, ask for a socialized system, then the government builds the massive wealth redistribution network, and then uses that system of extractors and mechanisms to pull the wealth out of the middle class, change the economic and political paradigm and the culture, and then centralize power for the private interests that are not free market, that are organized crime syndicates, or feudal lords is the best way to term them. And so, in truth, socialism always leads to fascism. China today, handful of private families run the whole place. Same thing with Russia. Same thing with all these countries. And it's set up like that by the big banks, by design. And meanwhile, people are like computers being given bad information, false political paradigms at left and right, so they don't even know what they're fighting. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi,
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Confessions of an Economic Hitman coming up. Right now, let's go quickly to calls. John in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I was just rereading 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, which I've read cover to cover. And I'm wondering if a person was to become disgusted and or alarmed by the situation in this country and wanted to emigrate, would Canada be a smart choice, or are they just up to the same tricks?
They are up to the exact same things, in some cases worse, in some cases not as bad, with more of a touchy-feely socialist angle to it. But a lot of the programs are the exact same names. They're signing deals to merge via treaty. That's what the Pan-American Union or Free Trade Area of the Americas is the enacting clause coming up early next year will do. And so that's the problem with a new world order is there's nowhere to run.
So a person really wouldn't be any safer, so to speak, at all.
I don't know. I don't...
Just the atmosphere must be cooler, don't you think? I mean, just that, you know...
Maybe for some things, but no, not overall. They're busy registering and banning guns. They're busy arresting people for petty reasons. You'll read a lot of Canadian newspapers bashing our government. You'll read European papers bashing our government, but you'll see our media bashing them. It's like they'll tell about the dirt of their brother, but not about their own dirt, and that gives the illusion of a free press. It's pretty bad in Canada, brother.
Okay.
They arrest people for their political speech in Canada.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, I can get videos into Jordan. I can get my videos into Japan, into Germany, into England, as easy as kissing my hand. But I cannot. It's very hard to get my films into Canada.
Really?
I mean, I'm not trying to burst your bubble there.
I just want, you know, see if I can get some information. I'll get
well, the people are real nice up there, and I'm told the police are a lot nicer in general. I mean, they're pretty nice folks. Kind of old-fashioned. You know, it's like I was in New Mexico for a week, and the people were a lot nicer than they are in Texas. I was kind of ashamed. I thought Texans were supposed to be real nice.
Do you think that Canadians are like a little bit behind, not having quite caught up to the severity of our situation?
As I said, in some cases they're much worse, in some cases they're better.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Paul in Tennessee.
Hello there, Alex.
Hello.
Earth is surely blessed with your existence. Thank
you so
much. I don't
know about that. Well, thank you.
I have a number of things I'd like to say. And I'd just like to start by saying, in the 1960s, Life magazine did a very extensive issue. I don't remember when in the 60s. But they did this issue on concentration camps. And at that time, they identified over 200 camps with photographs and many, many photographs you might be able to find in the 60s Life magazine. If you care to look at that, it talked about also, I believe, how they began implanting people in the 50s. Every child that was born in a hospital had a control chip inserted. This may explain some of the ignorance in the country. I don't know. As an aside, 9 out of 10 people that died in this planet in war have died in a religious war. That's an important thing.
Well, let me just take the things you've said. Okay. Here's an example. I had somebody criticizing me on the web for going, look, he claims concentration camps on his concentration camp page on Infowars.com, but those are training centers in Louisiana. Well, exactly. I've got the video in Police State 2000, the government video, where they're openly got foreign troops admittedly training for gun confiscation. And yes, it's, quote, a training center with barbed wire and machine gun nests. Yeah, they use it as a training center to put us in them. And then I've got AP, Newsmax. I mean, I've had county commissioners on about the camps in Oregon, and it's all over the place. I mean, Michael Savage calls for putting people in camps every day. Michelle Malkin put out a book, you know, The Case for Internment. And these people are just any type of psychological spin to ignore what's happening. Now, the earliest confirmation of control with wires into the brain I have is in the early 60s. And I have a Time magazine article where a hospital in the late 90s was trying to implant children with chips, quote, so they wouldn't be lost or stolen or given to the wrong parent. But now there's no doubt about it. I mean, now it's happening, Paul.
It happened in the 50s. I've seen the evidence. I hope you can find it. I'm so scattered that I've lost everything. I don't have time to talk to you today and what's happened to me and the government.
Well, God bless you. We'll be right back.
Treated.
God bless you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit ArcInstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
All right, my friends, we're back live. Coming up here in just a minute or two, we'll be talking to John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. His book has been somewhat of a sensation. That dovetails with the news that we broke with Greg Palast 3 years ago with the IMF World Bank documents and the resignation of Joseph Stiglitz. So that is coming up. You want to look inside the mindset of the globalist? Are they communist? Are they socialist? Are they fascist? Forget all those terms. They're command and controllers. It's an organized crime syndicate. Again, that's coming up in a few minutes with a real expert and a very brave man who we're honored to have. Before we go to Mr. Perkins, I want every one of you who's listening to the sound of my voice to please grab a pen and paper. For another week or so, I'm going to continue the holiday special of upwards, in some cases more, than 70% off on some of my best videos. If you buy one copy of American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004, going into how they have the exact same policies, just different rhetoric, going into who controls them, going into the big central banks, going into the Patriot Act 1 and 2, going into Bohemian Grove, going into all of this, you need to have this video. $5.95 when you buy one copy for $19.95, each additional copy, $5.95 to get 4 or 5 copies or more, and give them as gifts to friends and family. These videos are unlocking minds. I've never seen people more ready to wake up. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, almost 3 hours long, covers the history of government-sponsored terror. Oklahoma City, the first World Trade Center attack. 9/11 goes into the police state, the cashless society, the national ID cards. You want an education, and it's riveting, you need to get it. Each additional copy, $5.95 when you buy one copy at the regular price. I've got a 9/11 special. My two 9/11 films, two other great 9/11 films, and Paul Watson's Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order, his 324-page book. For $59.95, that, my friends, is a $53 discount. And there's a bunch of other specials. They're on InfoWars.com. They're on PrisonPlanet.com. They're in the secure online safe shopping cart. Order your hard copies today. Or call toll-free, and if you miss any of the specials, you can call up and ask about them. 1-888-253-3139. You can order that way as well. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or for 15 cents a day, with a monthly or yearly subscription, you can watch all 11 of my films, dozens of other films we've been authorized to post, my weekly TV show that's only available in Austin, now available on the web, my best radio interviews, 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month, PrisonPlanet.tv. Take advantage of it. Please take advantage today. All right, I want to thank John Perkins, author of Confessions of an Economic Hitman, for joining us. And I've heard him interviewed on Jack Blood's program, just an amazing individual. Everything he was saying is just spot on, and I was learning quite a bit as well. Despite the fact that I've interviewed scores of economists and people from inside the system, he's one of the highest-level defectors to humanity from the forces of tyranny that we've seen in a long, long time since Joseph Stiglitz, chief economist of the World Bank. And, John, you know, I really can't do your giant bio justice. Can you please just, in a nutshell, tell us about yourself?
Well, yeah, I'd be happy to give that a try, Alex, and thank you for inviting me to be on your show. I was recruited in 1968 while still in business school. I was in my last year in business school in Boston by the National Security Agency, the nation's largest and probably least understood spy organization. And after that, at their encouragement, I spent 3 years in the Peace Corps in Ecuador, working with indigenous people who were opposing oil companies. It was sort of on-the-job training. After that, I went to work for a private consulting firm. The way the National Security Agency works, the way economic hitmen work, is that organizations like the CIA and the National Security National Security Agency identify us. And they put us through, they put me through a series of very intensive tests, including many hours on a lie detector. And they discover that we're potential economic hitmen. They also find a lot of weaknesses in our character. And I guess I could summarize mine as the big weaknesses of our culture, the three big drugs, which are sex, money, and power. And then they turn us over to private firms so that there's no direct connection with the government. So when I came out of the Peace Corps, I went to work for Charles T. Maine, a consulting firm in Boston, eventually became chief economist for that company with about 50 people working for me. And that was sort of my cover. Beneath the surface, I was an economic hitman. And I was trained to do that by an amazing woman named Claudine, who is described in the book, who had access to all my National Security Agency files, knew all my weaknesses. And essentially what economic hitmen do is funnel most of the world's resources into American corporations. And we've basically, in the last 40 years, created the world's first truly global empire. And there's a lot of different ways we do that. I describe a lot of different examples in the book. But probably, if there's a typical way, it runs like this. And that is, we identify third world countries that have resources that we covet, let's say oil. And we arrange a deal where that country is going to be lent a lot of money, say $1 billion from an organization like the World Bank. a condition of the loan is that a large portion of it, 90% or so, comes back to U.S. corporations like the engineering firms we've all heard of recently, the Bechtels and the Halliburtons. And these firms then build projects in the third world country like industrial parks and power plants that serve the rich in those countries. Almost exclusively they serve the rich, often making the poor even poorer. And the country is then left holding a huge debt that it can't possibly repay. So at some point, we go back to that country and we say, look, you owe us a lot of money. You can't repay your debt. Sell us your oil. Sell our oil companies your oil at a very low price, even if that means destroying your rainforest, your environment, and your indigenous people. That's what that's pretty much a summary of what economic hitmen do in a nutshell.
Now, Mr. Perkins, from my research and the individuals I've interviewed who've been researching this for the last 60 years, I would just add one more layer to that, perhaps try to simplify it, and if you disagree with any of it, please tell us how you disagree. But to boil it down really simply, in many cases, they just send in the economic hitmen with the IMF or World Bank money or with private money that's going to be paid to private corporations through the IMF and World Bank, hence our tax money, and they tell the dictator, here's $5 billion, sign over all your water, your oil, your roads, your rights to us, and you don't pay this back as the collateral. And by the way, wink, wink, we want you to retire to Switzerland in 2 years and take half the money with you. That's your payoff for doing that.
Yeah, that happens too, I'm sure. I was never quite that overt in the work I did. Mine was a little bit more subtle than that. But certainly we know as we move through the system that we're offering huge bribes to the leaders of these countries. They're very corrupt. They're very corruptible. And we set out to corrupt them. You know, these days we hear about companies like Halliburton with huge overruns in places like Iraq.
Feeding rotten food to the troops and bad water.
Exactly, and maybe paying $1 million for $600,000 worth of fuel for their vehicles. And people wonder, well, where does the other $400,000 go? Does some individual get wealthy? Well, no, of course not, and that's not the way Halliburton makes its profit either. What really happens there is, let's say, You're a leader in one of these countries, and I want to bribe you. Legally, I can't hand you $400,000 under the table, but I can go to a friend of yours, a brother or a business partner who owns a John Deere franchise, and I can say, look, I want to rent lease John Deere equipment from you, and I rent $600,000 worth of John Deere equipment from you, and I pay you $1 million.
Can I add this, Mr. Perkins? That's what I've been told by politicians locally in Texas and all over the country, that's how the payoffs go. A politician owns a piece of property, or they're told, buy that piece of property for $200,000 and then put an ad up for it for $1 million, and if you do what we want, we're going to come by and buy that piece of land at your exorbitant price.
Yeah, I'm sure that happens. That's exactly how we do business internationally. Most of these countries bend over backwards not to break the law. The law against bribing is very strong in the United States. So they do it in these much more subtle ways. And another way we used to do it in our Boston office, we had tons of young men, few women, but mainly men, who were the sons of important people in countries like Indonesia and Iran and Panama. And we basically paid for them to come to the United States to go to colleges. We got them into colleges in Boston, paid all their expenses, and hired them as interns in our corporation.
So just good old-fashioned mordido.
Exactly, and it's perfectly legal.
Unbelievable. I've got so many questions for you. When we start the next hour, I want to take some calls. But in your book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, you go into a lot of detail. It's a lengthy and incredible read. I'm just partway through it now. But, John, going back to how you were recruited, because this is the same story we get from a lot of the other government whistleblowers and economic private industry whistleblowers we talk to, is that they'll be in the lunch line at a Midwestern college, and suddenly, hi, I'm David Rockefeller. I'd like to recruit you for the Peace Corps. And that you have all this king-making going on, and that they do it off the test scores, and that they do the psychological testing after they do this. Why do you think they recruit this way?
Well, they have an agenda, you know. They're watching people all the time, and they got to get the right people in there, you know. It was very clearly told to me once I'd been recruited and Claudine started training me I was clearly told that, well, first of all, she seduced me into becoming an economic hitman. She was very, very good at that. And second of all, she bent over backwards to tell me that it's a dirty business and to explain to me all the awful things I would be expected to do, none of which were technically illegal. But also to tell me that once I was in, I could never get out, and therefore that I needed to accept that I was going to do all these things, that I was never going to get out and never going to be able to talk about it. And if I wasn't willing to play that game, I shouldn't take my first assignment, which was to be in Indonesia.
So she was trying to turn you to the dark side.
Well, exactly. She knew how to hook me. She knew all my weaknesses. She knew the things that would appeal to me, and she offered me all of these, the things that I dreamed about all my life. Basically, she was the first of them herself, you know. And then at the same time was telling me, though, that what I'm getting myself into is a pretty dirty business, and I better be really willing and ready to.
But was the psychological excuse, but they're all dirty too, and somebody's going to run it and rule it, and overall we've got the big global vision, so we might as well be in control.
And it wasn't illegal, you know, it should be, but, you know, the scenario I described to you about making these loans to third world countries, if a banker were to do that to you, Alex, if he were to put you in that position, give you a huge loan that he knows you can't repay, he'd be considered a criminal, be taken to court, and you could get off under the bankruptcy laws, but that's not true in countries.
Sir, let's talk about where this money comes from, because a lot of Americans go, good, I'm glad we're taking everybody's stuff, we need it. Well, overall, we see the same economic hitman system now being used, phased in, here in America, and I want to go through where that money to give to these private corporations from the IMF and World Bank really comes from.
Well, yeah, a lot of it comes from the U.S. taxpayer, but I also want to address this, you know, the attitude of good, you know, let's sort of rip them off sort of thing. What has happened now is we've created a world where 24,000 people starve to death every single day.
Most of them children.
30,000 children. In addition to that, 30,000 children die every day of curable diseases because they don't get medicines that are available that they should be getting. And that's because of our system. We could change that. We're the ones who could change that. There's a lot of very angry people in the world. Several billion people that, by our measurements, are destitute while we're living the lifestyle we're living here. And they all know we're living the lifestyle we're living here. And they know that we're ripping their countries off. We may believe that our foreign aid is altruistic. It isn't.
But my point is, sir, the party is over. The globalists are now starting to dismantle this country.
Well, I understand, and that's absolutely true. I couldn't agree with you more.
Can you elaborate on why they're now turning on the center of their empire?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons, Alex. One is that the empire is folding. It's in trouble, and they know it's in trouble. And so, you know, they're pulling in the defenses. They're climbing behind the walls of the fortress. They want to accumulate as much for themselves as they can before the whole system falls. And, of course, they're still hoping it won't fall, but they're seeing that it is falling. That's one of them. The other one is that there's no more frontiers. There's no place else to go. The markets are drying up around the world.
This is kind of a Ponzi scheme. They've always got to keep jacking the bubble up.
Exactly. And throughout history, there's always been frontiers to go to until now. We've reached every corner of the world. You know, Nike's selling its products everywhere, and so is Exxon, and Boeing has sold all the airplanes. You know, I mean, it can still sell a few more, but it's basically reached everybody. Kmart's in the same position. They're all in this position, or see it coming very quickly.
Hence the war on terror, creating a new false bipolar world to export what the Pentagon is now calling the new map, where they openly admit, or you're probably aware of Professor Barnett's disgusting activities, saying we're going to invade all these countries and we openly work for the globalists, ha ha ha.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a big market. You know, war creates a big market. And it also, in the case of Iraq, is assuring us, or the idea behind it would be to ensure oil supply and also prop up the Saudi Arabian government and the Kuwaiti government, both of which are in trouble, especially the Royal House of Saud. We don't want to lose that part of the world, and we're in grave danger of losing that part of the world because there's so much resentment. We already lost Iran. We came very close to losing Iraq and may yet lose Iraq. And the Royal
House, I would say we've already lost it.
And the Royal House of Saud, the Royal House of Saudi Arabia, is teetering on the brink of collapse.
Well, I want to get more into how the economic system, the nuts and bolts works, but it's more important, I think, to talk about your transformation, because we're seeing a lot of people at every strata of the establishment, public and private, regaining their souls and going public. And I want to talk about get your predictions. Do you think we're going to see an acceleration of that as these policies truly show themselves to be how wicked they truly are?
Well, I believe we will, and I certainly hope we will, and it was one of the objectives for writing the book. You know, I knew when I wrote this book I was sticking my head in a noose. I was breaking an oath. I'm not suicidal. So the only reason I did it is because I think it's going to have an important effect and create change. And I'm hoping that a lot more economic hitmen and other such people will come out of the closet as a result of this and other books that are coming out.
I want to talk about why you turned from the dark side. When we return, we're talking to John Perkins. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, hit number one on the Amazon charts. It was even unavailable just a few weeks ago, but it's back in stores right now. And it's also high on the New York Times bestseller list. That's got to be infuriating the establishment. It's an excellent book. I hope you'll get it. But Joseph Stiglitz, chief economist, World Bank, went public a few years ago. Mysteriously, thousands of pages of documents, I got many copies of them, right around that time, went public. where they break down how they want to create famine, how they want to break down societies, how they want the, again, the average gullible person, the middle class person, thinks they're part of this establishment. They think that, oh, they're part of the system, and boy, they're going to be taken care of. I think they're in for a rude awakening, John, but before you comment on that, how did you, you know, how long did the process take of you at this very high level, you know, being involved, manipulating whole nations? When did you finally turn the corner?
Well, it happened in after I'd been in for about 10 years, I was made a partner, the youngest partner in the history, the 100-year history of this Boston consulting firm. I was chief economist, and I was on the verge of becoming a millionaire. My conscience had bothered me throughout the whole time, but I kept justifying myself. And then one day I was sailing in the Caribbean, and I went up, I got off the sailboat, and I hiked up a hill, and I sat on an old plantation, sugar plantation, that had been built on the bones of hundreds, maybe thousands of slaves. And as I sat there and thought about how we talk about slavery in those plantations and how we look back and say what an awful thing that was, and I realized that we're doing exactly the same thing around the world. And then, in fact, I was doing it myself. And the 50 people who worked for me were, in a way, they were perpetuating this without having the benefit of being told, as I had been, by Claudine. It's all explained in the book, but I seduced them into doing it in different ways, by bonuses and so on, perks and so on and so forth. So as I sat there on that plantation wall, I realized I just had what you might call an awakening. And I realized I just could not go on with this, and that if I continued much longer, I was going to get wealthy. I was really going to get caught up by the system. I'd never get out. And so when I went back to Boston a couple of days later, I walked into my boss's office and quit. However, then I was out without a job, and I ended up going back and working for the same company and others as a consultant. I formed an alternative energy company which built environmentally good power plants. That assuaged my guilt some. But the system kept giving me amazing favors, including Congress granted me a special tax exemption that nobody else got. I kept getting these favors because of the work I'd done previously. And so I stayed on the peripheries of the system. I began to write the book several times, including once in the early 90s, and was approached then by a large consulting firm, Stone & Webster, out of Boston, where a number of my old employees worked. And the president of that company, a big consulting firm, offered me a consulting job with really what was a bribe of about $500,000, clearly stating that I mustn't write the book. I wouldn't have to do anything for the company, basically, but I mustn't write the book. I accepted the bribe. I put a lot of that money toward a nonprofit called Dream Change. You can check it out at dreamchange.org. That works with indigenous people in many of these countries I'd ripped off. So I did good things with the money. I assuaged my guilt some, but I still really stayed within the peripheries of the system. And I continued to do that until 1997 when I severed all ties, but still didn't write the book. And then when 9/11 hit, I went up to Ground Zero shortly after that. And as I sat there at Ground Zero, and it was so close to the time that it happened, I could still smell the burning flesh and see the smoke coming out of that gaping hole. And I realized that I had to come clean. I have a 22-year-old daughter. And I realized that my life, the rest of my life, has to be devoted to making this a better world, changing it. And the first step was to explain what we've done to the American people.
Exactly, because what comes around goes around. You do reap what you sow, and we cannot engage in these type of activities in a vacuum. We're all connected. Third hour coming up with our guest, John Perkins. Stay with us.